I just think sometimes too many people stay in politics too long. Get in, make your mark, and go on and do something else. Let's continually bring new people into politics with lots of new ideas. It's good for the process. It'd be great for Virginia. It'd be great for our country.
Yes, that was Terry McAuliffe 2009. Now he's back. You know, whatever he said then doesn't matter now. He's a Democrat. He gets to flip-flop all day, every day. The media applauds. Then they try to date him. When I say date, what I mean is, hey, happy Tuesday to you, and welcome. Got another heap and help and a crazy from the usual suspects. In fact, that's Terry McAuliffe. Well, Glenn Youngkin is the Republican running for governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Winsom Sears, the lieutenant governor. And now let's face it, just vote a straight Republican ticket in Virginia. And you got to vote because, you know, the Democrats, they changed a lot of voting laws in the last year to make it easier. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. To make it easier to vote at 4 a.m. Sunday morning from your car without a signature, without a postmark on a mail-out ballot that you didn't ask for. That way, you know, our elections will be much better. And you can vote for 6 weeks instead of just having Election Day. How 20th century is Election Day? Now we have election month and a half because Democrats, they can't get out and vote on a particular day. And you can't show ID. That's no ID also because they don't like ID because, you know, they think that black people don't have IDs. This is what Democrats think. And they think that the word Mexican is a dirty word, so they don't use it. They talk about the Mexico foreign minister instead of the Mexican foreign minister. That's today's Democrat Party. They're amazing. And, you know, there's this this woman. Oh, we are at 888-63. I'm already off to the races. 888-630-9625. This woman, Julie Briskman, who was riding her bicycle several years ago now, she saw President Trump's motorcade go by, and she gave it the finger. She flipped it off. She made an obscene hand gesture. It's like you're number one, but one digit off. And she became a hero in the news media, the same media that's very upset now that Republicans would say, let's go Brandon, because they've figured it out. They've figured out that that is kind of the PG version of beep Joe Biden that all those college kids are chanting at football games and things like that. So the media, they're very upset. They like, they like clean language, the media does, except when they're the ones hurling the insults and the vulgarities and the F word and all that stuff. Then it's okay, you know, because they're hypocrites and we're at an F for double standards. But this woman, Julie Briskman, who flipped off President Trump's motorcade as he drove by, mentally ill much, but there she is. And she was on her bicycle, danger of crashing. Got to, you know, keep both your hands on the handlebars there. And there's a picture of her right in front of me here. And she looks like she's got, you'd say if you just saw a still photo like I'm looking at now, you'd say, this woman looks like she has mental issues. And she does. She's now an elected Democrat because after she flipped off President Trump's motorcade, the Democrats said, oh, we like the cut of her jib because vulgarities are good. When Democrats are the ones hurling the vulgarities because double standards and hypocrisy and all that good stuff. But she looks like this lady, Michael Piercy and I were looking at her a couple of minutes ago and said, you know, if this woman, if you walked in the grocery store, you went up to the cashier, to the line, and this woman were standing in front of you, you'd go find another line because she's the crazy lady in the grocery store who's in front of you. And she'd probably have like 400 cans of cat food. And she'd want them scanned one at a time because she has coupons. That's what she looks like. And she's wearing a T-shirt with rainbows and a button with rainbows. And she's campaigning for Terry McAuliffe. And the Washington Post is fine with that. They're very, very upset. And the New York Times is, too, very upset with Republicans daring to say, let's go Brandon. That upsets them very much. But they've run this lady for office, and she won County Board of Supervisors in Loudoun County, Virginia. It used to be such a nice county. And then these crazy, glassy-eyed loons moved in by the thousands. I think they organized them. And it's kind of like herding cats. That's why they need all the cat food, I think. And she, Julie Briskman, she tweeted out, "Another day on the doors, getting out the vote." And for all these crazy Democrats, including Terry McAuliffe, who left his wife crying in the car just after giving birth to their child so he could go to a fundraiser, because that's the kind of guy he is. He's not a good man, not a nice man, not at all. Just an extraordinary time to be alive, isn't she? So let's see. We've got a lot of fun stories to get to today because the Democrats are crazy, and they provide me with so many different crazy stories. And the again, the hypocrisy, really beside themselves about beep Joe Biden on college campuses, or let's go Brandon, provided to us by that NBC sportswoman. And that's being used all over the place, including on a face mask, a mask by a member of Congress, one member of Congress. And they're very upset about this in the news media, the Politico, the New York Times, the Washington Post, because Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan from South Carolina, wearing a mask in the House of Representatives that says, "Let's go, Brandon." And they figured out that that's actually the polite version of beep Joe Biden. And so they're going to take it as the more vulgar and then say that Republicans are vulgar. The people that burn cities and loot in broad daylight and pass laws that make crime illegal, not illegal, make crime legal, like to steal up to $950, broad daylight looting. That's vulgar, you see. You know, it's vulgar attacking the police. You know, it's vulgar suicide attacks on members of Congress and on police officers, which we've seen from Democrats in Alexandria, Virginia, in Dallas, Texas, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in New York City. Suicide attacks, but I consider those to be vulgar. I think the whole teabaggers mantra was vulgar. I think that the word they came up with to describe Rick Santorum, remember this, the description of Rick Santorum, I think that was vulgar. But the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Politico were all fine with that. The rappers shooting President Trump in the head during raps like Snoop Dogg and all this. And that, you know, that's all fine. That's all good stuff. But let's go Brandon is too vulgar for them, though. Am I right about that? Yeah, yeah. I think that the interruptions to the supply chain, I think that's vulgar. Telling us that, oh, we've got another fun thing. Remember when the Democrats told us on the 4th of July that we were privileged to have them as our leaders because we would save 16 cents on our 4th of July festivities? Remember that? Well, now there's an update on that because Thanksgiving is coming. And guess what? I think it's going to be offset. It's going to be offset. More than offset by what the Democrats have done to the economy and the supply chain. And grocery store shelves are bare. You know, you got the empty shelves. Joe is another one of his nicknames because, you know, just amazing. And, of course, the updates on Alec Baldwin, who is now known for two things. And one of them is being an actor. The other one is the body count, see, because that's going to stand out on his resume, I think. All right, tell you what, we have Mike the Lib. Should we go to Mike the Lib? Mike the Lib has called in, and we know how he loves, we had a nice lady call in, sorry? Called in, and a nice lady called in and said that she had voted, she's concerned about voting in Virginia because, you know, the Democrats, and they changed a lot of laws over the course of the last year to make it easier. To make what easier? Oh, to make voting easier. Sure. You know, you get a mail-out ballot. You can drop it at 4 o'clock in the morning at something that looks like a mailbox on a darkened street where no one's around. No signature, no witness, no postmark, no driver's license. Now, if you don't need a driver's license, why do they let you drop them off from your car without ever getting out of your car into these drop-off mailboxes? And they do, and we figured this out a while back, why, Democrats like to point out, and it's true, African-Americans are pulled over more frequently than Caucasians, statistically speaking, you know, per capita. We figured out, I think, you know, it's a working hypothesis anyway, that there is still a certain number of police officers that are Democrats. Democrats think that black people don't have driver's licenses. So when black people drive by, a Democrat police officer sees them drive by and says, what are they doing driving? They obviously don't have a driver's license. See, that's Democrat police officers. That's the problem. Republicans know that African-Americans get driver's licenses and photo IDs like anybody else. But Democrats, they're not so sure because what's the word? They're racists. That's the thing. You know, the party of the Confederacy and Jim Crow and the KKK and Nathan Bedford Forrest and Robert Byrd. You know, that's the party. All the statues they're tearing down, they're all of Democrats. Somebody should point that out at the Washington Post and the Politico and the New York Times. But no. All right, let's go to the phones. We are at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Mike the Lib, calling from Gainesville, Virginia. Mike the Lib, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, Chris. Yes, we've made it easy to vote. We had 45 days of early voting. They got rid of the excuse. So it's no longer in-person absentee voting. It's really early voting. We also, you know, have relaxed the ID. You don't have to just have a driver's license. You have to have a preferential ID. There's other things like utility bills. There's other things that you can use.
Thank God and for you. How about student IDs? Student ID good?
Yeah, student ID is good.
Student ID. But we have students from all over the world that are not U.S. citizens, right?
Yes, but that's all checked, Chris.
Yes. Oh, that's all checked. How do you check it? Against an ID?
It's checked, Chris.
You know, tell me how it's checked. You're an authority.
It's all checked.
You can't just keep saying it's checked. How is it checked?
It's checked against other national databases.
Really? A student ID is checked against other national databases?
No, the registration. We have to register. The registration information is checked, Chris. Okay?
So you use a student ID to vote, but somehow you're in these national...
No. You have to register first, Chris. Okay?
When you register...
And then that data is what is checked. Data is checked.
Stop talking. Stop talking. So you use a student ID to register, right?
You put the information in, then that information is cross-checked against national database.
And how do they do it? With their passports?
Social Security numbers. No, passport wouldn't work, Chris.
So you got to use your Social Security number to register to vote?
U.S. passport would work. U.S. passport would work, yes. But that's also a legal ID. A U.S. passport's a legal ID.
That's not what we're talking about, student IDs. How do you verify that?
How you verify the student?
I think I've stumped you again. All right, wait. Let me ask you another question. I know you've made it easier.
You've got a student ID. Okay. Do you have a grant? Okay. Do you have information for that?
So you cross-check with the grant.
We have to fill it out.
Let me ask you another question.
Okay. One thing about the Dominion voting machine: you can't pass a hard copy ballot. That lady is crazy. The Dominion voting machines only count the hard copy ballot.
Do you just insult the nice lady that called in? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I did, because it's stupid. You can't hack a hard copy ballot.
Yeah, it's a hard copy ballot.
You can't hack a hard copy ballot. Can you hack a hard copy ballot, Chris?
We don't have hard copy ballots.
Yes, they are. They're all hard copy ballots.
All right, let me ask you this, because, on a bigger
question. Everything that goes into the Dominion voting machine is a hard copy ballot.
Let me ask you this question.
It's just a scanner, Chris. That's all it is.
I want to get you...
The drop box is inside the voting area. You can't drop it off at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's a total lie, Chris.
No, that's not a lie.
The Dropbox only replaces a mailbox. And you can drop it
only replaces a mailbox
at any time.
Right. Yeah. So you drop it off at any time. Yeah. Yeah. So at a Dropbox. Yeah. It replaces a mailbox.
No, a mailbox, Chris. And that's all a Dropbox replaces is the mailbox.
All right. Let me ask
you. It doesn't replace the ballot box. It still has to be processed.
Uh huh. Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. How many genders are there?
I don't know, Chris.
You don't know.
That's one of the problems. But now there's transgenders because technology has allowed us, medical science has allowed to correct errors in genetic makeup.
All right, so God makes errors in genetic makeup, but fortunately modern science has allowed us.
He does. God, that makes errors. That's why we have cancer. That's why we have viruses.
It's God's answer. It's error is a virus. No, the virus came from a Chinese lab in Wuhan, not from God. That's communism. That's another thing altogether. How many genders are there? Science has changed that because now God's errors are being corrected by the Democrats. And there you go. And the drop boxes just replaced mailboxes, but you can't drop them at 4 o'clock in the morning because there you go. That's the Democrats. They've made it easier. And for students, it's verified in the national database because, you know, when they entered the country with grants. All right. That's Mike the Lib, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Hey, winter is just around the corner. Feels like it a little bit, doesn't it? That means the cold and flu season can't be far behind. Remember the cold and flu season? I think it's making a comeback. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier destroys a whole lot of the common viruses and bacteria, and they help keep your family safe from all that stuff this season. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses the same technology that hospitals use to clean and sanitize airborne contaminants, all without using smelly, dangerous chemical sprays. The Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to produce O3 molecules. For that clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm, the Thunderstorm kills hidden dangers, like when someone sneezes, as well as foul-smelling odors, cigarette smoke and kitty litter boxes and cooking smells and stuff. Plus, there are no filters to replace. Big money saver means no maintenance for you to worry about. You just set it and forget it. Right now, Eden Pure is offering their 3-pack. You can hold one in your hand. It's not a giant piece of furniture. The 3 Eden Pure Thunderstorm Pack for the whole home protection for under $200 American dollars. Be prepared this season. Get several thunderstorms for your entire home. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in the discount code CHRIS3. That's Chris and the number 3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris3 and shipping is free. Yeah. How many genders are there? Well, you know, God made some errors. He certainly did. And the Democrat Party is correcting them thanks to science, which, of course, every cell, and then there's the genitals and stuff. You can change that. Voting is better than ever. So you can take Mike's word for it. He's right about everything, as you can see.
I'm a Russian intelligence officer, and I want you to betray your country.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
And I were going through some of our old audio sound bites today, and we were laughing at a few of them. And I said, you know, we should just pull some of those classic vintage sound bites together and play some as a packaged deal. You know what I mean? Because they're funny. And they're, you know, kind of like Mike the Lib, that Democrats are fixing God's errors with surgery. They're a surgical fix now, because God makes a lot of mistakes, you know, like the virus. That was the communists. That's not God.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. Yeah. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
People like Ilhan Omar, who blames the police for crime because, you know, everything's coming up third world in America. That's today's Democrat Party. Just extraordinary. Again, Michael and I were discussing some audio sound bites. And Mike, it started because Michael played one from the Rockford Files. I used to watch the Rockford Files when I was a kid, and I never really, I always liked the Rockford Files, Jim Rockford, you know, Rockfish. And it was an afternoon show. It was largely, there was only a little cable TV and stuff like that, living in California. And Rockfish, James Garner, that's what Isaac Hayes called him. They were in prison together in the show. You know, Jim Rockford, he had gone to prison, things like that. And his buddy was Isaac Hayes. And he called him Rockfish, so I call him Rockfish. But Jim Rockford was talking to a hippie lady, talking to, she's, a free spirit, California, live along the beach, a parasite. Today we call them Democrats. And in the Rockford Files, there's James Garner, Jim Rockford. He's talking to this lady, and she's a hippie and a lefty and a parasite. And he had just about enough of her stuff. And he kind of let her know in this little exchange.
What can you do, lady?
My consciousness doesn't lend itself to problem solving like yours does, okay?
Consciousness.
I'm into an alternative lifestyle.
Alternative.
I'm a seeker after truth.
Truth.
Now, what's so wrong with that?
Your alternative lifestyle comes out of somebody else's pocket.
What?
You mooch, you borrow, you hardly work. Anybody doesn't go along with it. They're fascist or unmellow, competitive. All that love and freedom, just another way of saying me first.
It is not.
Yes, it is. You just don't have a sense of responsibility. That's all there is to it.
What you mean is I'm not into structured living or accumulated things. I'm into my consciousness.
Consciousness? You're practically unconscious 24 hours a day.
Hunter Biden's girlfriend over here. Now, I didn't know when I was so young that maybe Rockford was showing the way. Find me a TV show in the last 20 years that's had a scene like that, that's had a script like that, where the lead character, who's the hero of the show, Jim Rockford, with his gold Firebird, that where they've got lines like that, and they're calling, the parasite society on being parasites. And there's another, I love this movie. It's a hilarious movie, I think. It's called The President's Analyst. President's Analyst, and it's a great deal of fun. And what year is it? I don't know, 1967 or 68 or somewhere in that ballpark. And it's, good old, what's his name with and he's William Daniels is, him from all kinds of things. He's the next door neighbor of, the president's analyst hitches a ride home from William Daniels, who is a liberal and a supporter of LBJ, makes it clear he's a supporter of LBJ. And when the president's analyst goes home with him, he tells him that he wants to learn from the average American family, James Coburn is the president's analyst. And William Daniels is the guy that he hitches a ride from. And when they get home to his home in New Jersey, making record time, he couldn't be more excited. But he wants to talk about his next door neighbor.
The Bullocks next door. Real right wingers. American flag up every day. Real fascists. Ought to be gassed. You know the type.
It's a funny movie. It's tongue-in-cheek. In the end, the bad guy's the phone company, and it's trying to assassinate everybody, spies from all over the world. But the worst of all was the phone company in 1967. Yeah, and James Coburn is there, and he's asking him, you know, what the average American family thinks and what they want to know. And I say, yeah, next-door neighbors says the American flag up every day. Real fascists ought to be gassed. Ought to be gassed. See, it's mocking libs in the movie 1967. And then there's the dear lady. There's this woman who was explaining. She's being interviewed by, you know, news people. And she was explaining because people are complaining there are too many deer in the neighborhood. You know, the doe, a deer, a female deer. Too many doe deer in the neighborhood, and they're eating their stuff that they're growing in their gardens and stuff. Well, the lady explains what the real problem is here.
Deer were living in North America long before the European settlers got here and started taking over everything. The reason I bring this up is that deer are not trespassers. They were here before we were. Gardeners complain that deer are eating their food. Well, you grew it on what used to be their land.
It used to be. How old are these deer? I didn't realize that deer lived to be hundreds and hundreds of years old. This is their land. If I had known that this was their land, this land is your land. This way, I think we have Bernie Sanders singing "This Land Is Your Land." He was in the Soviet Union at the time, but that's a soundbite for another day. Yeah, that long before the Europeans ever got here, this land belonged to the deer. So you're the trespassers, not the deer. This is they. And what about rats? Rats were here before the Democrats. Rats have been around forever. I've been a rat forever. I ate the very first. And then we had this guy in Washington, D.C. also, because once a year, they invite, I guess it's the National Park Service, people into Rock Creek Park, America's largest urban park right here in Washington, D.C., much larger than Central Park. It's not a nice rectangle, though. It's kind of splat out all over the place like a virus from Wuhan. That's what it looks like under the microscope. And so they hire people, or they have people come in and shoot the deer. It's called the culling of the herd because there are too dang many deer in Washington, D.C., what with nature and everything, pesky as it is. You know, we have bald eagles. So we have bald eagles. I've seen my best girl and I kid you not to get too graphic, but just, you know, sitting in bed in the morning, bald eagles fly by outside our window in the morning. We have bald eagles. We have red-tailed hawks. We have egrets. We have seahawks. We have all kinds of things. We have a certain number of, you know, wildlife-y things around here. But here's this guy being interviewed by a local news station about the culling of the herd of deer, the annual culling in Rock Creek Park. And he's on the same track as this lady.
It's wrong for anyone to kill deer. The reasons they're using for the deer hunt are completely falsified and wrong. The deer are not overpopulated. It only seems that way to them because we've taken their land.
See, there you go. We've taken the deer land. It's their land. Can they show a deed to this land? Because if I can't show a deed, then it's not really my land.
This land is your land.
Here's Bernie Sanders in the Soviet Union. You stole it from the deer. These people are not well. He's a Soviet-loving communist. And a Democrat in good standing. Big finish. Big finish. Ooh. I think that's cultural appropriation, that yipping. I saw that in a John Ford movie about the Apache. I think that yipping is cultural appropriation. Probably should have. Bernie Sanders in the Soviet Union with that woman that bankrupted the college. Who bankrupts a college? How can that happen? There is the deer. Now we have this wonderful story. A woman called into a radio show. She was in North Dakota along the Minnesota border, and she called in because they have these signs along the highway up there. A lot of deer up there, more than Washington, D.C. even. And they have these signs along the roads and the highways with deer crossing. And, of course, it's a little silhouette of a deer leaping like he's happy. And he's got a, you know, big 10-point antler thing going, perfect for a hunter. And it's a silhouette. It's like a practice range, these signs. And the signs are, of course, to warn drivers that there are a lot of deer in this area, so you should keep your eyes peeled which sounds quite painful, but it's not as painful as it sounds. So this lady called into the radio show, and these two hosts of the radio show, they think the lady's joking until they realize she's a Democrat.
Over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
With the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we mm-hmm. encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area.
She doesn't get it, such a high traffic area. And she was serious. Now, these two hosts of the radio show, they were still playing along with her, and they thought, surely she's kidding, right? It turned out she wasn't kidding at all. Her name is Donna. At least it was at the time. She might have changed it since then. Her name was Donna, and she believed that it was time to move the deer crossing signs to some place where the deer would be able to cross more safely.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
To tell the deer that that's where they need to cross. That's what she thought. This was the impression that she was under. That's why she voted for Obama twice and for Hillary and for Biden. And she, she's kind of a typical Democrat voter. Snow, this was in San Francisco, wasn't it? This was in San Francisco. Some people minding their own business, sitting in a San Francisco cafe, and they were eating lunch. It was lunchtime. And some were having the nice chicken fricassee, maybe the fricassee, maybe the scallopini, something like that. And then a lady walked in. She's a Democrat. And she had a chicken under her arm, a living chicken, not a roaster, that you get down at the grocery store. She had a living chicken with white feathers under her arm. She walked into the restaurant in San Francisco, and she was very emotionally distraught. And she had a message for the diners at this restaurant, kind of, how dare they message eating chicken. I think she's probably a vegetarian of some kind. We just call her Chicken Lady, and her pet chicken is named Snow.
My little girl's name is Snow. And every time you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live. This isn't food. It's violence.
30% of the people in that restaurant have since moved out of San Francisco. I just made that statistic up, but it might be a pretty good guess because, and they were all sitting there. There's video, of course, of this. And the diners are there. Again, they're waiting for her to see if they're eating chicken, putting the forks into their mouths, dabbing their chins with their napkins and saying, I got to get out of this city.
It's not food. It's violence. Please think of her name every time you see somebody's body on a plate. Her name is Snow, and she just wants to live. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a nice thank you. It was polite. Anyway, she's obviously unstable. She's probably living in a cardboard box in San Francisco now, and the people walk wide circles around her to stay away from her. Because Victor was in San Francisco recently. He was touring the West. Did you see this lady with her chicken Snow, Victor, when you were in San Francisco? You didn't see her? Probably didn't see her. Might have seen her. It's hard to say. She didn't have the chicken. She had to eat it.
Anybody that don't like that, Daddy, don't like chicken on Sunday.
That's exactly right. If Sammy Davis Jr. doesn't know, who does know?
America's chickens are coming home to roost.
That's right. That was the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, the Trinity United Church of Christ, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama's church, Barack Obama's spiritual guidepost. He was talking about how we deserved September 11th, the attacks of September 11th, 2001. That was the Sunday after the Tuesday. That was September 11th. And the crowd cheered. And that was the Obama's church, you see. That was the thing. Boy. That's crazy. my friend Tim texts, you know, they give the deer meat in D.C. to the homeless. No, they tried to give the deer meat to the homeless shelters, but the homeless shelters said, we won't take deer meat. We want stuff from Whole Foods and things. They wouldn't take the venison because it's not their bag, baby. All right, enough of that. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Pat calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Pat, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Hey, hold on. Pat's on the phone.
Hey, Chris.
Hey there, Pat.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I just, great. I just think it's a humorous irony that it was a fake NBC news reporter that tried to cover up what the real chant was in the stands. And if she hadn't have done that, none of this would even be going on right now. There wouldn't be a Let's Go Brandon chant.
That is a NBC sports woman rather than NBC News, but definitely an NBC network TV woman at the Talladega 500 who gave us the chant because Brandon Brown, who had just won the Talladega 500, was being interviewed and the chant was going on in the background. And she said, and honestly, there's still, it's hotly debated, Pat, whether she knew what they were chanting and was trying to cover it up, or whether she knew that what they were chanting and kind of made a joke out of it. And I've got to say, because I think she was snickering when she said it, I think she was making a joke out of it. But that's something will be hotly debated. Like, you know, did Lee Harvey Oswald really kill John F. Kennedy? And did this woman from NBC Sports really mean to make it make fun of it or not? And by the way, Lee Harvey Oswald did shoot John F. Kennedy in the head because, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald was a communist. And that's what communists do. They go around shooting people in the head. Just give them time. Hey, your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates and the double digits? Have you looked at the little boxes on the bill they send you? Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. At LightStream, their rates start at 4.98% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. Plus, the rate is a fixed rate, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what LightStream delivers. Now, just for my listeners, you know who my listeners are. That's you, for crying out loud. Apply right now. Get a special interest rate discount. Save even more money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. LightStream.com/PLANTE. There's an E on the end. Nobody knows why. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Yeah, that is a question. And there's, you know, there are two camps. Did the NBC sports lady mean to make a joke out of it? Or was she trying to pretend that it wasn't being chanted? I say she paused to let the chant be heard and then kind of chuckled and said, "Let's go, Brandon," after it was very clear what the crowd had said. I thought she was making a funny. I'll have to ask her if I ever run into her.
Brandon, you also told me you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Of all
Ah, the tree lady. Can't leave out the tree lady for Krenna. She likes trees. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jay calling from Frederick, Maryland. Jay, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hey. Welcome.
I'm just calling. I'm a Fed, and I just wanted to talk about the what they're calling a religious exemption form that they sent out. Well, they didn't send it out. You had to dig through the Safer Federal Workforce website to find it to ask for an exemption. And the way this thing reads, you'd have to be a lawyer to fill it out to send it back. It asks, what's the nature of your objection? Then it says, how would this substantially burden your religious exercise? Then it says, how long have you had this? And then, as an adult, what other vaccines have you had, and why do you not object to them? Please explain why you don't object to those. Then it goes on and says, what other medical products do you use, and why do you not object to them? It just reads, it's ridiculous the way it reads.
It's like a congressional hearing. They should ask the head of the Centers for Disease Control so many questions. Lord.